All right. It's time for us to break open God's Word in the Psalms, as we always do in this segment of the show. And remember, this segment called the Soulful Psalms are now its own podcast. You can go to EW10PodcastCentral.com and download this as a podcast, the Soulful Psalm segments, as well as iTunes and Spotify and, you know, your SoundCloud, your favorite podcasting medium. Go ahead and download these Soulful Psalms as a podcast. Well, today we're looking at Psalm 41. So Psalm 41 is the very last song in book one. So Psalms 1 to 41, all of these attributed to David. Now, at the end of each of the books of the Psalms that end each book, so in this case, Psalm 41, in book 2, Psalm 72, book 3, Psalm 89, book 4, Psalm 186, and Psalm 150 all have doxologies. All right, it can be called the embolism, but more formally, it's called a doxology. So it's kind of like at the end of the Eucharistic prayer, through Him, with Him, in Him, O God, Almighty Father, you need the Holy Spirit. That's called the doxology. There's something like that at the end of each of the Psalms that end one of the books, each book of the Psalms. So we're going to take a look at that. So the prescript's very, very simple. For the choir master, it's the entire first verse. For the choir master, a psalm of David. Very simple. Now the psalm dives in. Blessed is he who has concern for the poor. In time of trouble, the Lord will rescue him. Now poor, not just the physically poor or materially poor, but also the spiritually poor. Who has concern for the poor. Just like blessed are the poor in spirit. Not just the hungry, but those who are hungering for a deeper relationship with God. In time of trouble, the Lord will rescue him. When we have concern for our brothers and sisters who are hurting, the Lord will guard him. So what is the Lord going to do for us? The Lord will guard him, give him life, make him blessed in the land, not give him up to the will of his foes. The Lord will help him on his bed of pain. You will bring him back from sickness to health. And so David is acknowledging God's awesome power and majesty when we put our trust in him, when we have concern not for ourselves but also for our brothers and sisters, you know. And it's not a tiff that's like, I gave this guy, homeless guy, $10, now I'm just gonna wait for the anointing. No. Right, we do it out of love for Christ, right? That's why we do things. And when we live that way, it's not that God's rewarding us for what we do. God is just saying, I'm in relation with you. And you just do things for the person that you love because you love them, right? Yeah, I give flowers to my wife on Mother's Day, like I did this past week, right? Mother's Day. I gave her some beautiful flowers. Now, why'd I do that? So I won't get in trouble? Well, not because I'm gonna get in trouble. I did it because I love her. It's just an expression of love. Simple as that. And this is what David is talking about here. These things that God are promising are expressions of his love for us. Simple. Expressions of love. Now, his expressions are powerful because he's God. Bringing back from sickness to health, right? He's the divine physician. And he's also the one who brings the healing, right? Verse 5. As for me, I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. Right? Now, this is very appropriate because remember, David with Bathsheba, he wrote almost the very same thing in Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness, right? Because I have sinned against you. Against you, you alone have I sinned. What is evil in your sight I have done, he would write in Psalm 51. Here he's acknowledging, and something's important for us. This is why the sacrament of reconciliation is so important, where we acknowledge our sins and seek forgiveness. Okay, my foes are speaking evil against me. How long before he dies and his name be forgotten? David, man. When is this? Basically, he's saying to the Lord, when is this persecution going to end? I trust you, Lord. I'm confessing my sins. I'm making a gift of myself completely in a relationship of love and communion. So when is this persecution going to come to an end? And the way David expresses that is when, how long before he dies? Yikes. When someone comes to visit me, he speaks empty words. His heart stores up malice. On leaving, he spreads lies. Right? We're talking about betrayal. These are the actions of someone who betrays you. So that's why I picked this psalm for today. We're talking about betrayal, and David is talking about the feelings and the emotions that we feel when we are betrayed. And he continues in verse 8, all my foes whisper together against me. They devise evil plots against me. Something deadly has fastened upon him. He will not rise from where he lies, right? So the people that are plotting against David, they're recognized. Something has fastened upon him. He will not rise from where he lies. In other words, he's vulnerable right now. He's in a vulnerable position. He's weak, either spiritually, emotionally, mentally. He's weak. Now I'm going to take advantage of him, right? That's what betrayal. I'm going to take advantage of the situation. Now that he's in a position of weakness, position of vulnerability, I'm going to exploit that. Right, that's what betrayal is. That's what David is talking about here in Psalm 41.
And this psalm is a great reminder of that we have to have those boundaries with people, and also know that when we're going through a season where we're hurting or healing or needing, you know, some real time and attention with God, that we let God bring certain people to us rather than us feeding into others and then having nothing left to give to our own moments of healing and adoration. Like there has to be the times, this is what I say, where there are times where you're sitting in the pew, and then there are times that you're serving others. And if you're serving others at a time that you need to be sitting, then you're missing a chance to grow.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's a great point. Matthew Kelly makes that same point too. He talks about just sitting and being with people. If we don't take time to do it, we miss opportunities to serve. I love that.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. You know, and this next line should sound very familiar to everybody. Verse 10, thus even my friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted his heel against me. That sound familiar? Remember Jesus at the Last Supper? He said, someone here is going to betray me. Which one, Lord? Which one? The one who dips his bread into the cup with me. Ooh. So right here, Psalm 41, you know, a precursor to the betrayal that Jesus himself would experience at the Last Supper. His friend, who he trusted, who ate his bread, has betrayed me. Right? So a reference to, obviously, a precursor looking forward to Judas. Verse 11. Okay, now he set it up. Here's what's happening. Here's the betrayal. Here's the people taking advantage of me. But ultimately, his hope is in the Lord. Verse 11, but you, O Lord, have mercy on me. Raise me up, and I will repay them. By this I know your favor, that my foes do not triumph over me. In my integrity you have upheld me, have set me in your presence forever. Wow. Because of the trust in the Lord, we're not thinking and acting like the, for example, when someone does something to you, your first response is visceral. You know, I'm going to get back at you. Like when somebody comes to you and says, you know, why do you Catholics worship Mary? Why do you guys worship a piece of bread? The first thing you want to do is get mad. We don't worship bread. What are you talking about? You just want to attack. No. David says here, because of the merciful, I'm entering into that merciful heart space with the Lord, that I will triumph over my enemies, but the Lord will uphold me in my integrity, right? So in my walk with the Lord, my integrity will be upheld. I am not going to go down to the level of the people who are persecuting me. And then finally here, verse 14, the doxology. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from age to age. Amen. Amen.
For more on the Soulful Psalms with Deacon Harold Berg Sivers, check out Beacon of Truth weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio and streaming everywhere you listen to podcasts.